Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. A couple years back, I was going through a season of my life where God was really having me deal with issues that I'd carried for decades. I don't know if you've ever experienced anything like that, but it can be incredibly difficult. It's kind of like ripping a Band-Aid off your soul. But in the midst of that, I got this random text message from one of our pastors and elders, Paul Kluwer. It was just a simple encouragement letting me know how good a job I was doing and how much he appreciated me and that he was for me. And I remember I was sitting at the dinner table at my parents' house, and I was surrounded by my family when I read it. I instantly cried. I mean, partially because I'm a crier, but in that moment, it was breath to my lungs. I saved that message, and over the course of the next year, I would often go back and reread it. I just desperately needed that encouragement. And especially since I received that text message from Pastor Paul, I've really tried to make it a point to regularly encourage people. So I would randomly text someone who serves in our youth ministry, or I was sure to shake their hand and look them in the eye and tell them how much I appreciate them. You know, little things like that, just to let people know how much I care about them. But encouragement is a curious thing. You know, when you encourage someone, you think it'll make them feel better and feel appreciated. And it really does. I mean, some people cry, partially because they're criers, but some people smile really big because it feels good to be appreciated. So encouraging people, it makes them want to work harder and to go the extra mile and all this. But encouragement is a curious thing because not only does it lift the person you're encouraging, it does some pretty incredible things to you too. Encouragement feels good because encouragement is good. It's good to build someone else up. It's good to speak life into them. It's good to pour out your appreciation and your love on them. You know, the funny thing about spraying your kids with the water hose in the backyard is that about 100% of the time you get wet too. And the great thing about encouraging others is that you get encouraged too. I mean, the psalmist is right. Those who refresh will be refreshed. So wherever you are right now, will you just stop for a moment, pick up your phone, cue up a text message to someone who either needs or deserves encouragement right now. Send them a text message. Tell them how much you love and appreciate them. Tell them you couldn't do your job without them, or that the family just doesn't work without them. Encourage them. Build them up. You're going to find something interesting happens. You will be encouraged.